and you're going to bring people into the kingdom. You can just feel the welling enthusiasm. This is it, guys. This is what we've been bouncing around for the last couple of years, hoping would happen. He's the Messiah. He's going to build the church. Nothing's going to stop it. We're going to have the authority to open and close the kingdom, not the established religion of Judaism, not the scribes and the chief priests and the elders. It's going to be us. We're going to be the premier ones, the preeminent ones in the kingdom. This is what we've been waiting for. And then in a shocking, shocking statement, verse 20, he warned the disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Christ. That doesn't make sense, because they're just swept up in the thrill of the moment, of the authority, of the invincibility of the church, of the identity of Jesus. And now he says, don't tell anybody. It's not the time. And verse 21, from that time, Jesus Christ began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised up on the third day. What a downer. Jesus says, don't tell anybody, because the plan is not for me to take over my kingdom now. The plan is not for me to enter into my glory now. The plan is for me to be killed by the Jewish establishment. I mean, this is just absolutely shattering. After they have been literally exalted by the realities that he is the Messiah, that he will build the church, that even the power of death won't prevail against it, that they are delegated this authority, they could taste the kingdom. They could feel the glory coming. You could say they could feel the heat of the Shekinah. Health and wealth and prosperity was right around the corner. And surely Jesus would destroy the apostate leaders of Judaism, and they would be the new leaders of Israel. And surely he would destroy the Roman oppressors and occupiers and pagans. And surely he would heal all diseases, and he would provide food as he did when he fed the multitudes. This was the great, glorious moment they'd all been waiting for so long. And then Jesus says, don't say anything, I have to die first. Verse 22, Peter took him aside. Peter says, Lord, we need to have a private talk. Come over here. And he began to rebuke him. Talk about a type A personality. Man. He rebukes the Son of God, the self-confessed Son of God, the Son of the living God, just came out of his mouth. And he says, come over here. I need to straighten you out. And he says, God forbid it, Lord. This shall never happen to you. That's not going to happen.